Hi there, it's Mark here with the final episode of this winter season of Pub Quiz Super Genius. Thank you for joining me these last few weeks. I hope you've enjoyed it. And don't worry, as I will be back in just a few weeks with a special Easter Monday episode. So please do look out for that. Today it's very much business as usual. As always, I have 5 rounds and 15 questions. And if you have 15 correct answers, you'll officially earn that title of Pub Quiz Super Genius. Right then, best of luck, here comes this week's quiz. It's time for round one, and as always we are starting with the alphabet round. This is where all of the answers begin with the same letter, and as was the Academy Awards the weekend, this week that letter is O for Oscars. So eyes down as we play round one, the alphabet round. Question one. What is the name of Popeye the Sailor Man's girlfriend? Remember, all the answers in this round begin with the letter O for Oscars. What is the name of Popeye the Sailor Man's girlfriend? Question 2. Iago and Desdemona are characters in which Shakespeare play? Iago and Desdemona are characters in which Shakespeare play? Question 3. Which Oscar-winning actress played Sophie in the British TV series Peep Show? Which Oscar-winning actress played Sophie in the British TV series Peep Show? Question 4. What is the capital city of Canada? What is the capital city of Canada? And question 5. Final question in this alphabet round. In 1988, Enya had a UK number one hit with which song? In 1988, Enya had a UK number one hit with which song? Okay then, let's find out if you made a good start, because here come the answers. Give yourself a point for everyone that you got correct. Question 1. The name of Popeye the Sailor Man's girlfriend is Olive Oil. Question 2. Iago and Desdemona are characters in the Shakespeare play Othello. Question 3. The Oscar-winning actress who played Sophie in the British TV series Peep Show was Olivia Colman. Question 4. The capital city of Canada is Ottawa. And question 5. In 1988, Enya had a UK number one hit with the song Orinoco Flow. Right then, I hope you made a good start, but don't worry if you didn't, as there's still plenty of points available. It's time to move on to round 2. It's 4 questions long, and this week sees the return of It Says in the Phrase. I am about to give you a phrase, and all of the answers in this round can be spelled with letters from that phrase. And I can tell you that this week the phrase is Academy Awards, which is spelled A for Alpha, C, A for Alpha, D, E for Echo, M for Mike, Y, A for Alpha, W, A for Alpha, R, D, S. So that might help you when trying to answer the questions. So very best of luck as we play round 2, It Says in the Phrase. Question 1. The Happy Mondays band member Bez is famously known for playing which instrument? Remember, all the answers in this round can be made with the letters that spell out Academy Awards. The Happy Mondays band member Bez is famously known for playing which instruments? Question 2. Which member of the British royal family is the current Duke of Edinburgh? Which member of the British royal family is the current Duke of Edinburgh? Question 3. Young Man, There's No Need to Feel Down are the opening lyrics of which UK number one single? Young Man, There's No Need to Feel Down are the opening lyrics of which UK number one single? And question four, final question of this round. Delia Owens is the author of the book Where the What Sing. Delia Owens is the author of the book Where the What Sing. Right then, it's time to find out if that was a successful round, because here come the answers. Question 1. The Happy Mondays band member Bez is famously known for playing the maracas. Question 2. The member of the British royal family who is the current Duke of Edinburgh is Edward. Question 3. Young Man, There's No Need to Feel Down are the opening lyrics of the UK number 1 single YMCA. And question 4. Delia Owens is the author of the book Where the Crawdads Sing. So very well done if you said that. Okay then, we've made it to round 3. It's 3 questions long, and this week sees the return of the Coming Soon round. For each question, I will play you a trailer for a film that has won the Best Picture Award at the Oscars. All you need to do is identify the films. I will only play each trailer once, so listen very carefully. Right then, best of luck as we play round 3, Coming Soon. Question 1. This is a trailer for which Best Picture Oscar winning film?
Seeing her coming out of the darkness like a ghost ship still gets me every time.
Take a look at this drawing that we found just today. A piece of paper that's been underwater for 85 years.
I'll be damned.
All right, you have my attention. Can you tell us who the woman in the picture is?
Oh, yes. The woman in the picture is me.
Louis XVI wore a stone called the Blue Diamond of the Crown. And today it would be worth more than the Hope Diamond.
If your grandmother's who she says she is, she was wearing the diamond the night the ship sank.
You really think she was there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a believer.
So what do you think that movie could be? Question 2. This is a trailer for which Best Picture Oscar winning film?
Of course, I'm an excellent driver. He lets me drive slow on the driveway. There's only 28 miles on the odometer since I drove it a week ago last Saturday. It should be more than 28 miles.
What is this? Who is this guy?
Raymond is your brother.
My brother? I don't have a brother.
Of course, I'm an excellent driver.
You know how to drive?
Yeah.
Raymond! You never touch the steering wheel when I'm driving. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
Of course, I don't have my underwear.
What?
You're using Raymond. You're using me. You use everybody.
I'm using Raymond. Raymond, am I using you? Am I using you, Raymond?
Yeah.
Shut up! He is answering a question from a half hour ago.
Disconnect them bones then.
So that was the trailer for which film? And question 3. This is a trailer for which Best Picture Oscar winning movie?
At my signal, unleash hell.
Who is he?
I'm required to kill, so I kill.
Tell me your name.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius. Commander of the armies of the North. Loyal servant to the true Emperor, Marcus Aurelius.
Mama!
Father to a murdered son. Husband to a murdered wife. And I will have my vengeance. In this life or the next.
So can you recognize that movie from that trailer? Okay then. It's time to reveal those answers. As always, give yourself a point for everyone that you got correct. Question 1. That was the trailer for Titanic. Question 2. I played you the trailer for Rain Man. And question 3. That was the trailer for Gladiator. So very well done if you said that. Right then, we are already coming to the end of this quiz. It's time for round 4. It's 2 questions long. And this week we are playing Same Month, Different Year. For each question, I will read out an event that happened in March of a particular year, and all you need to do is identify that year. And because I'm nice, I have given you some multiple choice options, so hopefully this round won't be too bad. So very best of luck as we play round 4, same month, different year. Question 1. Concorde made its very first flight on the 2nd of March in which year? A. 1969, B. 1973, or C. 1977? Concorde made its very first flight on the 2nd of March in which year? A. 1969, B. 1973, or C. 1977? And question 2, your second and final question of this round. The first London Marathon was held on the 29th of March in which year? A. 1976, B. 1981, or C. 1986. The first London Marathon was held on the 29th of March in which year? A. 1976, B. 1981, or C. 1986. Okay then, it's time to reveal those years. Once again, give yourself a point for everyone that you got correct. Question 1. Concorde made its very first flight on the 2nd of March in A. 1969. So well done if you said that. And question 2. The first London Marathon was held on the 29th of March in B, 1981. So that's a point if you said 1981. And we have made it to the final round. It consists of one question, and as always, it's a really tough question. But it's always worth a guess, so even if you don't think you have a clue, just put something down and you never know, you might still get that final point. So, very best of luck as we play round 5, the really tough question. Okay then, I can tell you that this week's really tough question is another guess the year question. However, this time you won't have multiple choice options, so very best of luck. And the question is this. The first Academy Award ceremony was held in which year? So have a think back. How long do you think the Oscars have been running? Hopefully that will allow you to make an educated guess. Or, you know, even if you don't have a clue, just put down a random year. You never know, you might still hit lucky. So that question one last time. The first Academy Awards ceremony was held in which year? Okay then, did you crack this week's really tough question? Well, it's time to find out because here comes the answer. So I asked you, the first Academy Awards ceremony was held in which year? And I can tell you the correct answer is 1929. So give yourself a point and a pat on the back if you said 1929. And that's it for another quiz, the final quiz of this winter season. Thank you so much for playing along with me these last couple of months. If you got 15 out of 15 on today's quiz, congratulations, you are now a pub quiz super genius. But don't worry if you didn't, as I will be back on Easter Monday with a special extended edition of the quiz. So please do come and check that out. As always, all the questions are by me and all the music was by Kevin MacLeod. Thank you for listening and I'll see you again at Easter. Goodbye.